It's no secret that our Maker is creative. His first introduction is pretty much, "Hi, I'm God, I make things and boom. The worlds are thrown into orbit. Every time he opens his mouth, something new springs into existence. But how do we as his kids tap that source? I can only share my own experience here, but each of these ideas will offer grains of wisdom that will help you tap your own endless fountain. Creativity flows from wisdom. Number 1, recognize that creativity is intimately entwined with wisdom. Wisdom is the wellspring of God ideas. And thou shalt speak unto all that are wise-hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make. Exodus 28:3 KJV. God speaks wisdom within, and the result is that we make cool stuff. It begins with a hearing heart, leaning into the source and drawing from his infinite creative character. The problem is we often pass over God-given thoughts and ideas, thinking they are no more than the product of our own overactive imagination. We fail to value the immense power of a seed. Because that is really all a thought or an idea is, a seed. Our Father in heaven is a sower, and the spiritual landscape is agricultural, not mechanical. An idea must be nourished in an atmosphere of prayer. Don't get hung up on outcomes. Another stumbling block is that we so often want to know the outcome before we will embark. We would like to taste the fruit before we dig the dirt and wade through the piles of manure necessary to grow the tree. Truth be told, you have to push off from the shore and put some skin in the game before you will ever taste the results of your efforts and faith. We learn as we do. No idea acted on is wasted, because each implementation of idea will provide experience and learning that we carry into the next endeavor. Even seeming failures can provide foundations for future breakthroughs if we yield our pride and reach afresh for Papa's grace and next instruction. Look again at the connection we make with heaven when we begin to attach idea to implementation. See, I have called by name, insert your name here, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom, and in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, Exodus 31:2-3 KJV. In the hearts of all that are wise-hearted I have put wisdom, that they may make all that I have commanded. Exodus 31:6 KJV. Wisdom is offered freely to those who ask. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. James 1:5 KJV. Jewels are not found on the surface. It may take time to dig deeper into your relationship with God before the unfurling of your creative calling becomes apparent. Skillfully act out what God has planted in. Wisdom goes far deeper than your next business idea, today's photo or fashion, or your next catchy chorus. Wisdom dovetails with character, bringing together who you are with what you do. In many ways, it is all about acting outwardly on what God has planted internally. Wisdom is doing who you are in public. As you learn the skills necessary to crystallize your value and character into products and publications, and by that I mean something shareable and transferable, not necessarily just something sellable, you become better equipped to quickly evaluate and act when wisdom bubbles up. Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise. Psalms 33:3 KJV. If you want to write and publish, there will be natural skills and practical knowledge you will need to hone to become the conduit for inspiration to be realized. If you have songs inside, there has to be an avenue for them to be heard, and no one wants to listen to an awful din. Wisdom, action, skill. Wisdom must be coupled with action, must be coupled with skill. These three work together to produce powerful and transformative products that potentially can change the world. And it all begins with hearing Papa speak. Take time today to sit with him and ask. Ask for wisdom to create. You were made to be maker, and all of heaven's resources are waiting for you to take hold and move courageously forward. Sometimes the skill part is difficult because we feel like we're failing forward one stumbling step at a time. But the saying is true, practice makes perfect. Practice taps perfection and provides a place for frictionless flow. Whatever your creative goals may be, shape daily habits that hone the necessary skills that will move you from potential to possible to probable to inevitable. Push through the pain and let wisdom shape a bright and creative future for you, where your personality, giftings, and skill set are perfectly aligned with habits that prioritize your calling as an artist and a creative. Don't measure yourself merely by readers or views or sales or responses. Measure by the fact you have made something of value, And for certain, as you continue to do that on a day-to-day basis, your tipping point will surely come.